There are certain things that people and companies buy, no matter how expensive they become. Things such as gasoline or milk, and, oddly enough, helium. But the price of helium has shot up, and as Jess Jiang of our Planet Money team explains, it's a big problem for the economy.
To get to the bottom of why helium is so essential, I asked some balloon experts.
I want to get a blue balloon. I want to get that balloon.
This is 4-year-old Willa Hansen-Cohn at a birthday party in a place called Construction Kids. The owner is Deb Windsor, part of her business, hosting children's birthday parties.
Starting my birthday season, and I'm pretty sure I haven't budgeted enough for helium.
Last year, a tank of helium cost Deb $100. This year, $150, which means she has to be very careful when she's tying the balloon.
There goes a dollar. Poof, a dollar.
But it's not just balloons that are going up in price. Helium is critical for making lots of things. Cell phones, computers, plasma TVs, anything with a chip. So what's going on here? Why is the price of helium skyrocketing? Experts say that there's not a shortage of helium. They say that part of the problem is a government helium program that most people have never heard of, the Federal Helium Reserve. The U.S. government stores vast amounts of helium deep underground in the Texas Panhandle.
It has lots of wildlife, some mesquite scrub brush, and it's very remote.
Sam Burton is the field manager for the Federal Helium Reserve. The U.S. government started producing helium in the 1920s, you know, for dirigibles in case of a global blimp war. Over the decades, the government has been stockpiling helium in these tiny holes underground just outside Amarillo.
One of the objectives of the helium operations is to provide a stable helium market.
The problem is, the government has decided we don't need a strategic reserve of helium anymore. There are many private companies that make the U.S. the largest helium producer in the world. So the government is selling off almost all the helium it has stored. Now, you might think the U.S. government flooding the market with helium would drive prices down. But Janie Trimack, a natural resource economist from the University of New Mexico, she says it's having the exact opposite effect. If you're a private helium producer and you see all that government helium on the market,
it provides incentives to not put in a new facility or to delay a new facility.
In other words, these private companies say to themselves, why should we dig up our own helium when the government is such a big producer? These days, the government is releasing just enough helium to keep some private companies on the sidelines, but just not enough to drive prices down. But Chermak says if the price continues to rise, private companies will start producing helium.
If the price is higher, basically that says the value of the good is higher, and so a typical reaction would be for increased supply to be put into the market.
But for now, companies that have to use helium, they're stuck. Whether it's big global manufacturers making computer chips or party planners like Deb Windsor. On her last trip to her helium supplier, she asked about her other options.
Is there anything else we can use? Is there any other?
You can use nitrogen, but it's going to stay on the floor.
Well, that's not very festive.
For a lot of things, there's just no substitute for helium. Jess Jiang, NPR News.
Support for A Planet Money comes from Ally Bank, who values straightforward reporting and straightforward banking. Learn more about Ally Bank at allybank.com.